This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a song you may not have heard that you'll love if you're into horses. Also, we discuss the gym people. It's Bumble O Wednesday. Olivia from Love Island calls us to discuss her new show with Chris tonight, even though they're not together anymore, and more sliding into celebrity DMs, with some success this time. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I am livid, tamping, fuming, raging.
Why are you so damp? That's the main question.
Because I've been the victim of a massive hoe myself. It's only a matter of time. Because, like, let's face it, we've done the who game for ages. We've called loads of people and things who's. And today, I was the victim of a drive-by wetting.
Was it one of those puddle situations?
Worse. I only thought this happened in like terrible comedies, but I was standing at a road junction earlier waiting to cross the road, and a lorry driver, and I think it was on purpose, completely soaked me with the puddle. So I drove through the puddle, splashed, it's gone in my mouth, it's in my hair.
Oh, 100% on purpose,
I think, as well. And then there was a person right next to me that went ha ha and then laughed in my face. And
you get extra points for hitting a celeb.
Yeah, but also, I think that's also against the law, if you do it on purpose.
It's not against the law to make someone a bit wet, is it? Oh, it is against the law.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, producer. See, that's why you're not the producer.
Well, I'm not the police. That's what I mean. I don't know the rules on that situation. I would be annoyed if someone did it to me, but I can't help but feel someone saw you, went, Scott Mills, hang on, he's next to a puddle, hang on.
Oh,
this was so
deep. Like, jeans totally soaked, pants annihilated, hoodie wet through. I went to buy another hoodie. There's nothing you can do.
So as the van went past, did you try and give chase?
I just went, oh, you're joking.
Or did you do that old-fashioned thing of waving your fist in the air and going, you?
Like the bloke, have you seen it on the news? The man that chased the shoplifter out of the shop that rhymes with Whittle, I think it is.
I've not seen this.
Yeah, because he was like, stop, shoplifter. The man was taking his stuff. So the guy who works in the store follows him out and just lightly bashes him with a leg of pork.
Did him with the pork?
Yeah, but he didn't get away.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Post Malone. Anyway, thanks to that lorry driver. Cheers, mate. Cool, thanks. Yeah, cheers.
Leg of pork?
Actual leg of pork.
Sure it wasn't leg of lamb?
I think a leg of pork. Check that, but it stops in his tracks. Don't talk over Post Malone because you're debating whether it's pork or beef or whatever, or lamb.
Scott Mills.
Someone's like, when you got splashed with the massive puddle, where did your Scott Mills on gangs training come in? I know. Also, someone's like, I hope you got the registration number. Of course I didn't. It was a drive-by.
It was a drive-by.
It was a drive-by wetting.
Look, two things. I'm obsessed, by the way, with what you were talking about. The security guard at Whittle's that has basically chased someone with a leg of pork, and it was a leg of pork.
Yes, and so the suspected shoplifter's on a bike, and he's trying to get away there, but he is repeatedly give him a little bash there with a leg of pork, I would advise you not to do at home, please. Thank you.
Right, so did the supermarket employee have the pork ready for that situation?
Well, mate, he's got a whole supermarket at his disposal. Just dip into the freezer, off you go.
Now, in Japan, I've just been shown this. What they do is they have people waiting by the doors with these orange balls, which they call the orange balls of justice. And what they do...
What are you talking about?
Listen, this is amazing. If someone shoplifts... The employees are encouraged to throw these orange balls at the shoplifters and they get covered in paint that they can't get off.
The orange balls of justice. We need those so you don't have to pick up paws.
One Scott Mills. Just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle, middle, in the middle, middle.
In my head, I have like a top three every week of songs, and that has just, on my own official chart, has just gone up to number one.
I'm amazed I don't get little voice recordings from you doing your own little chart to me.
And at number one, it's a new entry.
There's a new number three.
It's Zed and Grey and Marin Morris and The Middle. That's my number one. Takes me back to when, like, I was eight and pretended to be on Radio 1, you know?
Yeah. It's such a tune.
In my bedroom. are so good. And you don't realise how good it is first time, and then you're like, it just grows and grows and grows. I've heard that on like every show today. It sounds amazing. So this week, we've been saying about sliding into the DMs of famous people and getting absolutely no response at all. Robbie, who did you message on Twitter?
I messaged Example.
Oh, lovely Elliot. That's his name, by the way. Did you know that?
I did, but I don't feel like I'm on a first name basis with him.
No, the thing is, right, like here, it's quite odd when you do meet people. And what do you say to them? It's like, hello, Stormzy. Yeah. That's obviously not his name.
It's true. Really, also, you should be calling Pixie Lott Victoria. You're like, all right, Pixie, but it's not really her name, is it?
Also, this will be mind blown for a lot of people, you know that.
Well, that Pixie Lott isn't her real name?
No, not Pixie Lott. The example is called Elliot.
What do you think people think he's called?
Example.
He was born Example.
They do. They don't think about it. Honestly.
Like, Professor Green is what?
Stephen.
There's a load that we could do here.
Stormzy. Mike.
Stormzy is a weird one, yeah.
It's called Mike.
I didn't know it's called Mike. Calvin Harris. Adam.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Did you know Stormzy was
I just
Mike?
I thought his name was Calvin. No, I had no idea. Stormzy,
yeah, you see?
One.
A lot of people won't know.
Did you know Taylor Swift is Gertrude?
That's not true. But when they come in to be interviewed at Radio 1 or a big weekend or whatever, that for me is a constant source of worry because do I say, hello, Calvin? Or do I go, all right, Adam, I don't know him that well.
Yeah.
But with the example, I would say, hello, Elliot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit weird, though, when people choose a stage name that's actually a name.
Yeah, totally
agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Anyway, so you're messaging Example.
I'd messaged him on Twitter, and it wasn't really like I make a habit of messaging him. I was just trying to be a smarty pants correcting him.
Ooh, smarty pants. Why? What were you correcting?
Well, he tweeted that he was en route, as in O-N-R-O-U-T-E.
Oh, I hate that because it's French, you see. It's not en route, O-N, it's en route, E-N, cos French, right?
Yeah, but is it really worth messaging someone to correct them on it? I know it makes you angry.
No.
You're one of those people,
yeah.
Scott.
Yeah, I'm guilty of being grammar police.
You got the reply, that's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, he shut me down and told me to look at his previous tweet, which was actually him saying that he hated when people used the phrase wrong as well.
Oh.
So I felt like a wally, but then instantly just felt brilliant because I realised that he'd retweeted me directly, which was nice.
And you got more followers?
I did. Doubled, in fact, but I didn't have many before, to be honest.
Well, what were you up to after he tweeted you?
2 to 4.
Just 5 more.
It's a start.
Yeah, it was. I just flew from there. I was at 10 in no time.
Also, good use of wally there, Robbie.
Ha! Scott Mills.
That was a massive outsider on my personal chart. Like, it wasn't even getting a look in.
Is it climbing?
It's climbing. Now, in my world, it's number 3. And it was literally, like, not even in the top 10.
So Zed is one of them.
Zed's number 1. Yeah, Justin Timberlake
is... Do you know what the other one is, or can you remember?
Number 3. I can't remember. I will remember, though. That was Justin Timberlake, Chris Stapleton, Say Something, Stay There for Raw Blood, and Bruno Mars... So we spoke to Robbie, he got a bit of an angry example message. Just basically checked Example's grammar on Twitter. And he was like, yeah, I just said that. So Elliot, who did you talk to on Snapchat this time?
Spoke to Phil Schofield.
Phil Schofield?
Wow.
Doesn't even call him Philip, it's straight to Phil. Is that because you feel like you're his friend now?
Yeah, well, we had a fairly lengthy conversation, so...
I've heard this about Philip Schofield. He does reply sometimes. We've been talking this week on the show about celebrities who you send DMs to and you get nothing back, but not with Philip. So how did it go? How did it happen?
Well, basically, I got in from like a night out. It was like 2:45 or something in the morning.
Right.
And I saw that he put a Snapchat story up.
And what was it of?
It was just a photo of his face, pretty much. I think it was him drinking whiskey.
He does that a lot, doesn't he, Philip Schofield? You always see him having a whiskey there.
It's always whiskey.
So, yeah, I just replied to him with a selfie of me and my mate.
But what time did you reply to him?
It's about 3:00 in the morning.
And he wasn't online then, though?
Well, he just put a story up, so I thought he must be. And then he replied straight away.
So you thought, send a selfie, that will get a reply?
Yeah.
Oh, can I read out the message?
Yeah, that's fine. It's quite embarrassing.
It's brilliant. So, you send the selfie, Philip sends a smiley face and a thumbs up. You put, no way did you reply. How come you're still up? Philip puts, crying laughing twice, and weekend, lol.
True. Oh, yeah, he must love a weekend because not early start.
And then you put, you legend, you've been out. Philip Schofield puts, yep, lol, home now.
This is weird.
It's so good. And then you go too far, I think. You put, how was your trip? I live near Bolton Abbey. Was gutted I missed you. You ever in Yorkshire again? Give me a bell, lad. Philip Schofield then put smiling with sunglasses emoji. Yeah,
which is like, cool.
Okay, tell me what you put next.
I asked him if he could send me a picture of his silver foxy fur.
So you put, can you send me a pic of your silver foxy face? And what happens?
And then he replied with a picture of his silver foxy face.
With yes! massive sunglasses on and some kind of what looks like a hotel robe.
Yeah.
God, I love that man.
I was there with him.
I love him so much anyway, but this has just confirmed it for me.
Yeah, he's great.
Living legend. Like the best TV presenter for me to ever walk the earth.
Yeah. And all this is at like 3 a.m.
So good. I love him even more now. Elliot, love you, bye.
Thanks, bye.
No love.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, so reality TV. We don't talk about it that often, but there's a lot of it about at the moment, and some of it is actually really good. I've just introduced Chris to 7-Year Switch.
Yeah, so immediately I've had to look this up, and I'm now in. It's unbelievable, this show.
Right, so the first episode of the UK one, the first UK one, was on last night on Channel 4.
You see, I missed that. I'd not even heard of it.
Right, so this is the thing. There's so much, like, reality stuff now that you just miss.
So I missed the UK one, so I kind of wanted to get a flavour of what it's about. So looked up a couple of episodes, and I think the one I'm watching is a US version of it.
Yeah.
The same principle, right?
Yeah, and it started in Australia, I think, and that show there is the number one show in Australia right now, 7-Year Switch. So the aim of the show, they say, is to switch up people's marriages by swapping partners. So it's people who've been really, you know, kind of feeling the strain of their relationship. And so each partner lives with a stranger for 2 weeks. So this is like, it's 4 couples each show, and they're taking pretty kind of radical steps to try to save their relationship. They say that it's trying to save a failing relationship by switching partners in an experiment to find out if they really want to stay together or if it's time to split. And at the end of the show, by the time the show is over, they have to decide whether they want to divorce or just carry on and get back together again.
It's quite extreme. It's like an extreme version of the show Wife Swap.
Yeah.
If you remember that. Similar principle. All right, I've got a little clip shows what's going on.
So, like, partners swap with each other's partners.
Yeah.
And then on the one last night, they live in these, like, luxury villas. But then the new couples, when they're put together, they have to share a bed.
So bear in mind, this is like a guy from one couple and a girl from another couple.
Yeah.
In the clip that I'm going to play.
Okay, here we go. This is the American one.
I never thought about another girl. Now I'm like thinking about another girl, you know? So it's like, that was never an issue in our relationship. Like, don't cheat, don't do this stuff. And I've been put in a situation now where it's like, now I have to watch myself.
So there's some attraction between the two of you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, look at her. I mean, why wouldn't there be?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. For Kelsey and Dustin to have gotten so close so quickly to be this comfortable with each other, you wonder, have boundaries been crossed?
Oh, great. So that's the relationship expert. Do you know what they should have called this show? Asking for Trouble.
It is, but I think they know what they're doing. Anyway, that's like episode 1 or episode 2 or something. By episode 7, this is the situation when this guy's original wife gets involved.
It's kind of like James and I were here by ourselves working on our marriages while our spouses are out getting drunk every day. I feel angry. I feel jealousy because she's touching my husband, and that's inappropriate. I'm gonna kill her.
Okay, good. You need to get into the UK one because I think in weeks to come it's gonna be must see. Okay, so the Australian one is also awesome because they're Australian.
So that's 7-Year Switch.
7-Year Switch. Also, someone made me aware of something on Netflix yesterday called My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Great title. I'm in already.
Yep.
And then tonight, that show starts with Chris and Olivia from Love Island.
Oh, the cracking on show.
Right. And I saw him looking all sad on ITV's Lorraine earlier because it's a whole show about them cracking on with their new life since they left the villa. And they filmed it only they aren't together anymore.
So they're going to be, I don't understand this, so they're going to be watching it.
Yeah, knowing
that this awkward as, surely.
I wouldn't watch.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, there we are. Alicia in Oxford says, my crazy ex-girlfriend is amazing, but does have random musical elements to it and gets very dark very quickly a couple of seasons in.
But do you know what?
I've got seasons to wait.
What's the premise of it? Do you know?
Is it reality or is it like a comedy?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone will let us know, but I hope that it's kind of trashy kind of reality. That's what I want. That's what I'm filling my dark winter evenings with. Obviously, we all know about Celebs Go Dating. Gemma Collins, Muggy Mike, Nuff said. Loads of people have seen that. Married at First Sight. Francesca says any of them are good. UK, Australia, US. Basically, the idea is they get loads of people together and they work out scientifically who are supposed to be the best matches. And then they get put together as couples and they have to actually get married. Right, because it's scientifically proven that these attributes should make this the best couple. They have to get married. It's a proper marriage. And then I think after a month, they have to decide whether they continue with the marriage or it's off or not. Right.
Is that proper high stakes with it? Like that 7-year
switch?
Switch. It's proper high stakes.
I know, but I really feel the stakes have been upped on reality TV and I quite like it. Oh, Olivia. Is Olivia calling us? Yes. Okay, we've just talked about Chris and Olivia's show, which is on tonight. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. I know you just heard what we're talking about. So how are you feeling about watching it tonight?
I'm so nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm really nervous.
Yeah. Did you see or hear what Chris said on Lorraine earlier?
I did, yeah. Here it is.
And we've tried breaks and we've done all that kind of thing. And it didn't really work for us because I'd look at us as like, are kind of like twin flames, do you know what I mean? We're both very kind of obsessed and crazy about each other. So when we went on these breaks and like we've tried before just to give each other space, it doesn't really happen.
Why can't you just make it work?
But no, we're both too crazy, I think. Yeah. A lot of personality in one relationship.
Is the problem, like, for most people, if you manage to be on a TV show, it's nice to bring your family round, make a real evening of it. Is this not just going to be the most awkward thing to watch? And your family to watch as well.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
I mean, I've literally been having this conversation because Chris and I have been going back and forth. We wanted to watch it together tonight. That was what we originally planned. We keep going back and forth because we're thinking we might kill each other if we're in the room together watching it. Oh. Now that we're watching it separately, we can't decide. And then I think the girls are going to come round. But then I was like, everyone's looking at me for my reaction watching it. But this episode shouldn't be too difficult. It's the later ones that probably are going to be more difficult.
Yeah. Oh, no. Do we see the arguments in that, do we?
Yeah, you see everything.
Oh, God.
Right, so what we've got to do in this situation, we've almost got to go Gogglebox on it.
Yeah.
What we need is to watch you watching the TV show. That's the ideal scenario.
Yes, film it tonight and put it on your social media. You watching yourself.
We react, don't we? Like, Liv and Chris react.
Totally.
Yes. You know when you said we're both too crazy, what do you mean? Do you think you're just too, like, young to settle down?
I don't even think it's that, because I wouldn't say we're that young. I think Chris explained it quite well on the rain, we're very different in a lot of ways, but in our personality, in our, like, passionate, like, hot-tempered, we're the same at that. So we do clash in that sense. Neither one will ever back down. That's always been a bit of an issue for us.
Right, well,
see that.
Do you think it would ever get any less crazy? Like, can you see him being together with you?
One of us needs to mellow at some. Like, I feel like I'm hoping we miss each other already, so I feel like maybe having this, like, break will kind of force us to, like, don't know, just grow up a little bit.
Yeah, but
maybe.
Which is going to be the one that's going to mellow?
Oh, probably me, yeah, probably.
Maybe you've got to just go to the farm, see the animals, that kind of thing. Like, it might relax you a bit
like
more.
We might have to, like, just move away from this, like, life and just live, like, in the middle of the countryside.
Right, yeah, get
move
work.
Away from life and live in the middle of the countryside.
Babe, get some goats.
I know what you mean, but weird, funny way to word it.
Get some goats and stop going out to Mahiki.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, less vodka, more goats.
Right, I think that's, so. Less vodka, more goats.
That's your new, like, motto.
all right, well, listen, watch it through your fingers or something tonight and we'll be watching.
Yeah, please film your reaction to it.
Yeah, please do and put it on.
I'll do it.
We'll look out for it.
Scott Mills.
Okay, strike my crazy ex-girlfriend off the list. It's not what we're looking for.
It's not a sort of trashy.
No, I want something to completely, like, I want to switch my brain off and just watch people and their relationships. That's what I want to do of an evening. It's some kind of comedy musical.
Oh, no, Gemma,
that's too highbrow.
Right, yeah, I know. That's terrible thing to say, but true. Gemma from Sussex loves it. I don't think it's for me, Gemma.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris have a banger each to our name so far this week. Who's going to win today?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Holly, 22, in Norfolk.
Hey.
Yas.
Yas. Yas. You're working today. What do you do?
I look after horses.
How many?
24.
Friends.
What's this?
It's I Love Horses, Best of All the Animals. Have you ever heard this, Holly?
No, I haven't.
Well, it needs to be your new theme tune. Who's your favourite horse?
Probably Detective Dick.
Detective Dick, is he there right now?
He's in his field still at the moment.
Okay. Say hi to Dick for me.
What is going on? So you're a horse sitter?
Sort of.
Okay.
You could say that.
Okay.
Right, so I hear that your boyfriend, fiancé, husband, which one is it, Adam?
Boyfriend.
Significant other.
Listens to our show every day, and you're not allowed to call him during the show. Why is that?
Because he gets grumpy, because he would rather listen to you two than me.
Oh, that's kind. But I'm taking that as a compliment. I'll have that.
I'll take that.
Okay, so you're not allowed to call him 1 till 4. I like that a lot.
We're
slightly controlling.
We both get on with our days.
Holly, you with the horses right now? Are they sort of watching you on the phone right now, sort of like judging you on what banger you choose?
They're giving you side eye.
Most of them are eating.
Okay, they'll enjoy this. I love horses. My friends.
I don't understand what's going on. It feels like some kind of nightmare. Where are you finding this song? What is it?
It's just a song I remember called I Love Horses, Best of All the Animals. I Love Horses, They're My Friends. Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. I think the horses love this, and Detective Dick. Kids, MGMT. That's my one.
Hey, it's a banger. It's not bad. But I think Detective D is going to want something else, and I'm offering this.
Oh. This one, yes?
This one.
Oh.
It's girthy, this. This is Nero. Promises. Tune.
Okay. I just don't know what I would do in that situation. Two very strong songs there.
What do the horses want?
Ronaldo's given me a funny look.
Who?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
What's Ronaldo
can you
say?
Are you allowed to name the other horses? Could you do a quick shout out?
Yeah, I could, but there's 24.
Yeah, give us a handful. Right, I suspect the names might be good.
Chris is boring.
You've got the detective, you've got Ronaldo.
We've got Yogi, Sonic, Murphy, Ronaldo, Branigan, Gemma, Elsa. There's a few.
Yeah. Also, don't you think your boyfriend's going to be fuming listening to you on our show? Be like, oh, okay, right. So,
what is she doing?
What are you
there?
Doing? Okay, what are you going to go for?
I'm going to stick with Faithful Chris.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think Sophie works with horses as well. She says, I need I Love Horses, They're My Friends to be my theme tune in life. Please could you have it as your tune of the week? I don't see that I'm going to get... don't think I'm going to get that past the bosses, to be fair.
That was a good banger, Nero.
That was good.
Good choice. It's kind of an obvious one for me to pick, probably.
And also, I feel like I've picked Kids or you've picked Kids by MGMT before, but it's hard still to keep thinking of them.
Still a banger. Colin Somerset says, well, Promises does sort of rhyme with Horaces, doesn't it?
It does.
Sort of.
Look at the reaction the I Love Horses tune, Scott. Incredible.
Scott Mills.
Are you ready for a midweek bumbleo?
We normally do it earlier, but sometimes I like making you wait. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Getting ready to have a celebratory midweek dance. Here's some people from our show that could spell backwards. Solicitor.
Rotisilos.
Clara Amfo is a robot.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Exterminate!
Meghan Trainor lies. We met at Radio 1's Big Weekend. I hugged you for far too long.
I know, I remember. I miss you.
Miss you.
She doesn't remember. No chance.
Here's Zed talking about one of his songs.
You tell me what you think is better.
No, it works.
Either the way to yell your name really loud on top of a song or have a subtle clock in it, and it both does the same trick.
Exactly. I'm going for subtle clock.
Subtle clock.
Here's me telling Five Sauce to kiss a dog.
Kiss it.
Kiss it!
Oh, is it a sausage dog?
It's not a sausage dog.
Close. Is it a chihuahua?
Scott Mills on gangs. I'm off to meet some Latino gang members from the south of Los Angeles. We're now following Joker in two vehicles full of gangsters. They're taking us to meet a gang called LA's Finest. And they're going to show us their neighbourhood, what they do, and what they get up to. We've driven for nearly an hour, which is long. But eventually, we get to the destination. This girl is 24, and has done well to stay in the gang this long.
Oh, hiya, this girl.
It looks super dangerous around here. How do you protect yourself, hon?
The thing that protects me is this.
It looks like a large trumpet.
You know what I mean?
So let me get this right. You walk around with that, do you?
This is what protects me every day. I never leave it home.
And over to Crime Watch Roadshow.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Happy birthday, Bryan Cranston.
Oh, this is the best.
Bryan Cranston doing the words to Little Mix.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that boy, I'm over it. I hope she's getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took 4 long years to call it quits. Forget that boy. I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate yous and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. Ain't sure I loved you anyway.
Legend. Love. That video's up on Radio 1 socials now. I love horses, they're my friends. That was long.
Big gap.
Let's see who we've got then, having a midweek dance, cos it's halfway through the working week. We've got Laura and John bumbling on their way home from the Peak District, enjoying the sunshine. Jake and his JCB, his name is Jake, he drives JCB in Stockbridge. OMG, Bryan Cranston doing Little Mix is the best thing ever, says JJ in Worcester, who's never heard that before. Worth playing again, I think.
Really good. Laura and John bumbling right now on the way home from the Peak District.
Yeah, just read that one out.
Oh.
Anthony working in the freezer in Cornwall. Refresh, babe.
There they are.
Yeah. And Lucy... Lucy bumbling her vegan lemon loaves off in Winchester.
Vegan.
Adam, John and Paul in Willand bumbling their pipes off at the plastic factory. Adam there bumbling his paintbrushes off in Worcester. He's always on.
Yes.
All the DPD drivers in North Devon.
That's one.
Will quoting a job in sunny Devon. Sorry, Dorset. Don't get those two mixed up. Tom and Ben bumbling their diggers off, crushing things in Carlisle.
You're looking at me like I should do some shout-outs, but I'm scared to now after the telling off from earlier.
Wow.
Have you shouted out Ryan?
No.
Bumbling his paintbrushes off? That sounds like one you've done.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth.
Mm.
Is too good.
Matty H in West Cornwall, bumbling like mad in his tractor. Gemma the dog groomer. I thought she was missing, but she's there. There she is. Are you not doing any now because too scared?
I'm on strike.
Well, just listen to the ones I'm saying. All right, then, that's that, then. I'm going on strike
what,
as well.
So you're not...
That's it.
Well, who's going to do the shout-out?
Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Since I've been hitting the gym a little bit more, I've been noticing more and more strange things. It's a weird place, you know. It's a weird place. We call them the gym people.
So I keep forgetting what we call them.
Last week, I messaged you about this at the time. There was, a 60-year-old bloke sat down in one of the shower cubicles and the shower wasn't on. And I couldn't see his face because they've got this weird frosted glass on our shower cubicles at our gym. I could see everything else, just not his face.
It's like that TV show almost, isn't it? Did you take a photo?
Yes.
Did you?
Is that odd?
So were you in the shower at the same time then?
Well, no, they've got like these separate cubicles, but then that opens out to the changing room and I just saw a man sat down. The shower's not on. And
so
I'm
you
like,
took a picture of a naked man?
Yeah, but I couldn't see...
In the gym... showers.
Yeah, but he's not. I haven't put it up on social media or anything. He's not.
Good.
He's not identifiable. I just thought it was a weird thing. I actually was going to check he was okay at one point because the shower. Like, okay, I don't sit down in the shower ever. I think that's weird. But like, why are you sat down and the shower's not even on? What are you doing? Just recovering from your session?
Sometimes you sit down for a little treat, don't you?
No, never.
In the shower,
sometimes you
do.
Never.
Yes, you do. It's like it. I don't know because it falls from a greater height.
No,
it's just a different experience.
No, anyway...
It's like how I imagine going to visit a waterfall sometimes.
Right. Okay, well, he was in there for a good 30 minutes. The shower not on, just sat there, no water. David in Gloucester, there's a guy there that he calls the gym people. Really tight shorts, higher than Simon Cowell would wear, and a vest off the 80s. And it's not nice when he exercises.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Also, a guy called Chris... had a message read out by Grimmy earlier on The Breakfast Show. What do you call the guy in your gym?
I like to call him Old Wrinkly Ponytail Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's what Grimmy said, wasn't it? I've got it here, actually.
Hello to Chris, who's been on. He says there's a fella in my gym. I call him Old Wrinkly Ponytail Guy.
Oh, he sounds gross already.
And what's his process when he's working out?
Well, it's not so much when he's working out. It's in the changing room. He, showers and he's obviously got his birthday suit on, and then he puts everything on, top off, while he's still flapping around.
I saw a ridiculous situation in the changing room this morning. A guy went from the changing room to the showers, which is quite a bit of distance, without a towel on, just free as anything, just walked right through.
They do that.
Did not care.
Yeah, natural drying.
I was like, this is all good in the changing room, but if this was the other side of the door, you know, people would think this is ridiculous.
I think you should just join in, Chris, to be honest.
I'm asking for a new rule to be adhered to, please. Can we always have pants on first, guys? Come on, lads. What's Dave Wrinkly Guy wearing on his top half?
Last time I saw him, I think he was wearing a shirt, put his tie on, nice sort of powerful red and white stripy one.
That's weird.
He'll concentrate on everything else. He'll be in the mirror there doing his hair
everything,
but absolutely fine. It's all just out below.
But to the point where he's done a tie, I mean, that's attention. That's the last thing you put on.
Normal as anything. I can't bear it. I don't know what to do in the gym. I really struggle.
When will you next see Dave, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully soon. I can tell him he's famous now, can't I?
Just to check, he wears pants in the gym.
Well, I don't think he wears pants at all. I mean, I try not to wait around too long.
Well, I think you'd notice if he wasn't wearing pants in the gym.
I see what you're saying.
He might go commando, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He might just be straight on shorts and then at work he's just trousers. Do people do that? Do people just not wear pants? This doesn't interest me at all, but can I just check? Everyone in the studio is wearing pants right now.
Yeah, but it's quite normal not
everyone.
To.
Is it?
We're going commando. You've heard of this.
You've gone commando at work?
Yes.
Oh, come on. You haven't. You never have.
I have.
You never have.
I have.
When? Why?
A few times.
Well, will you tell me when you're doing that, please? Because that changes things.
Why is this so shocking?
Because you don't go commando out and about your business. You don't.
Why not?
You don't. Not in the workplace. That's weird.
It's only the same as not wearing a bra.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. But I don't know how I feel about this. I like to think that I've kind of got the situation in this studio under control and sorted. I know what's going on. I know these people. If you're telling me that under that desk there are not at least two layers separating me from that area, then that concerns me.
I just don't see the big issue with it.
Well, this is a game changer.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, why was your reaction to me like the whole life is a lie so far that I've been with you?
It just wasn't what I was expecting. I thought I knew what was going on and it wasn't.
But why is it so weird?
It just changes things, doesn't it? Loads of people, pants.
Loads of people are doing it right now.
That, again, weird.
They just say, live your life, be free. You know? Why do you need underwear anyway? It's a good question.
That is a discussion that we should have, actually.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And remember, Thursday is Spy Day. James, our real-life PI, is with us with another story that will blow your mind at 1:40. Scott Mills.